Hey guys, and welcome to another episode of Whining with Wine.
Woo! I tried making the bottle pop a little earlier. Really, I was really trying, and it did not work.
Because you were moving super slow.
No, I was pulling it, but this is like a really old, like, ghetto bottle opener we have.
No, it's not.
Yeah, I hit the cork really bad, actually. Yeah. Look, it's like almost about to break. Yeah. I got lucky it didn't break in the bottle.
Actually, I have had that for a few years.
Yeah, it's actually, yeah, it looks good. It looks like you stole it from Outback, but I'm
actually, no. I was doing a catering event in LA, and I stole it from there, actually.
Jesus.
Yeah.
I hope you guys hear that. We're pouring this new bottle of wine we just picked out of a cool little bodega.
Dang, it takes a lot.
That's not even a lot.
That is a lot. That's like two glasses.
I'm a fucking alcoholic. Really, leave me alone. I'm kidding.
I'm like a White Claw.
Yeah. Claw-holic. A White Claw-holic. A Claw-holic.
Claw-holic. Yeah.
Let's see here. So, first things first, welcome back. Today we're going to be drinking the Francis Coppola Diamond Collection. It's a Cabernet but this is a special 2019 Paso Robles blend. And I've never seen this bottle before. And it's a 2019, so it's pretty...
Purple?
Yeah, it's the purple label, basically. Yeah. And I've never had this, but I love anything that's Paso Robles.
It smells like raspberries.
Let's see here. I haven't even smelled it yet. I haven't been able to smell in a few weeks, but I mean, I'm kidding. Just to get brain
anxiety.
He
was coughing earlier, guys.
Oh my God.
He was coughing and then had the nerve to say, but I'm vaccinated. like what?
I got the double shot. I got the double COVID. I got the... I'm kidding.
Oh my God. What is this?
Let's see. It says, dramatic style, vibrant, packaging, and fruit-forward smooth wines and signatures of Francis Coppola's Diamond Collection. Our Paso Robles Cabernet shows... I don't even know how to say that word, but it does have blackberries.
I smelled raspberries, not blackberries.
It says, blackberries, espresso, and a pinch of peppercorns. Ooh.
I can definitely smell acidity. The peppercorns because it smells a little spicy.
I love it when it's spicy. Sure. Like, the spicier cabs are my go-to. Let's see. Let's get that first sip. Oh, I'm in danger. I'm in danger personally. This is so good. My mouth is watering.
Oh, that's so really good. I can taste the blackberries, though.
I'm usually not a Francis Coppola fan. I think their stuff's usually too bitter. But this is really good.
This is nice.
Yeah, I'm going to probably buy another bottle of this before I drive back home.
Yeah, this is nice. So, Craig, where have you been?
So, I know I've been MIA for a while. But it's because for like the last 3 months, like 4 months, I was working 6 days a week. For quite some time. I lost all my free time. I also moved.
Yeah.
I've been gone for about a month now.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been officially a month I've been gone. I've moved up to Flagstaff, Arizona.
Doesn't feel like it's been a month.
It's been a legit month. It's great. I can't complain. I love it. The weather's nice. There's snow on the mountains. You know, I'm almost hitting deer every day, and I'm
elk.
I've dodged a few deer and elk like while heading downtown to go drink, because I'm like literally after my backyard, I have a little mini home. It's called like a bungalow. Mm-hmm. Super cute, by the way, but very expensive. I feel like everything's getting expensive. Like, yeah. Flagstaff's already an expensive place to live, and now it's just like, wow.
Yeah, everything is so expensive. Like, so as everybody knows, like, I work within the real estate industry, and like I work like doing property management. So it's been pretty crazy just seeing like my residents really struggle to pay rent. And then it's just people aren't making enough in their jobs right now. And it's honestly kind of heartbreaking. I hear a lot like food is really expensive right now. And honestly, they're not wrong. Food is super expensive. And I've also noticed that all over the country, prices have increased massively. So it's pretty sad.
No, it's definitely getting, like, where I work, we're getting more expensive. The bills we pay are getting more expensive. Mm-hmm. The bills I pay outside of work are very expensive. Like,
yeah.
For my own little two-bedroom mini home, like, I'm paying
You're paying a lot.
I'm almost paying $3,000, close to.
Yeah.
And like, that's just me. I'm my only income coming in. Like, granted, I now afford it easily, but still, it's.
You shouldn't have to be paying.
I shouldn't have to be paying that much to rent, at least.
Yeah.
So it's. Buy a house up there, everything I've been looking is like around $800,000, and I was like, I'm just gonna wait a little bit.
I'm gonna have to wait a little bit longer.
And I mean, the prices down here in Phoenix are just about the same for a lot of the apartments now too.
Yeah.
But the thing is, at least Flagstaff, the city minimum wage is $15.
Mm-hmm.
But you do see it come out of the cost of everything you pay for up there.
Yeah.
Gas is a lot more expensive. Gas is like 50 cents more expensive up there than down here. My favorite coffee at Starbucks is $9.10. Shit. Yeah. Okay, listen, you know, you go, it's nice, you know, picture the mornings right now up there in Flagstaff. It's like a nice 40 degrees, really nice and breezy, cloudy, snow on the mountains, like perfect fall weather, leaves changing colors. You go to Starbucks, right? You're not going to get a nice coffee. No, I get myself a hot caramel macchiato.
Yo, I would still get a nice coffee.
I do too sometimes. Pumpkin cream cold brew right now, it's pumpkin spice season. You got to, but when you want a nice hot coffee in the morning, don't touch me. PSL, baby.
Pumpkin spice.
PSL. But I get this hot, like, you know, I get my caramel macchiato, get it with soy. I get a quad shot because I need all the caffeine I can get. And that comes out to $9.10 in Flagstaff.
I mean, my drink is $7.
I mean, I got stars for days, but, like, that's pricey for one coffee, $9?
Yeah.
At a Starbucks, and that's like a whole meal. Yeah, it's a whole meal.
Well, actually, meals are more expensive now.
Meals down up there. I mean, there's still some local places that are kind of cheap. And actually, my restaurant's the same prices as all the stores down here. So we're actually a lot cheaper than even some of our competitors up there,
mm-hmm.
which we're usually the more expensive place to go.
Yeah.
So for us to have the cheaper menu is a little weird too, but like, that's going to probably change. But like, I mean.
Well, I know, like, personally, like, when I go out to eat, food is way more expensive. I'm normally paying between $12 to $16 for a meal.
Oh damn.
And I eat out pretty often.
I wish my meals were that cheap.
What do you mean? How much are your
meals? I go treat myself. I go out to eat, I'm spending at least $50-$60 by myself.
What?
Yeah.
I'm not doing that.
You don't do that? You don't treat yourself?
I do treat myself with clothes.
What are you getting for $12? You going to In-N-Out or like what?
No, I'll go get some Thai food.
All right, yeah, that's reasonable.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I mean, yeah, even if I go get Thai food, like, I'm going to try to get, like...
And then if I tip on top of that, then it's 20.
Yeah. I mean, if I go to a little, like, rinky-dink place like that, little hole in the wall, I'm not paying that much money. I'm getting Mexican food, it's not that much either. Like, I've spent a lot less than 20.
I mean...
But it's, like, a lot of the fast-paced, not fast food, but they have a lot of those, like, local... Kind of like Filiberto's version of Thai food and like Hawaiian barbecue and like things like that up there. So that, like, I'm spending $12. I'm in and out just like Chipotle style. Boom, boom,
you know,
super
what?
Quick. Chipotle's pricey as hell up there, too.
Yeah. Chipotle.
Their prices are up. Like, you're paying like $16 a burrito.
Are you fucking serious?
Like, it's weird. Like, it's just weird seeing, like, and like, I can afford it. I make really good money now. And it's just really weird looking at like how. Everything's going up.
Yeah.
More money, more problems. Like,
everything's going up. I'll definitely say I spend a lot of money on clothes. Like you came with me to pick up a package and I literally bought $100 jeans.
Yeah. From Abercrombie and Fitch, you bougie bitch. Like,
yo, I have so much Abercrombie now.
I was just looking at that. I was like, I didn't even know they were still open. I was like, is that place still like.
So, okay. If you know, you know. Abercrombie is fire right now.
Really?
Their stuff is amazing. They have so many neutrals. They have the coolest jeans. They have everything that you're looking for. They have the sweater vest. Yeah, it's expensive, but the quality of their clothing is so amazing.
Interesting.
Yeah, like I've been buying Abercrombie over the last 4 weeks now, and I have most of my closet now is pretty much Abercrombie, and then I still have more packages coming from Abercrombie. It's pretty insane. But they are really expensive. But then when I think about shopping at Forever 21, let's talk about H&M. H&M prices are so expensive now. Like, what the hell happened?
H&M's still kind of cheap for guys' clothes. So.
Really?
Yeah. like t-shirts, like the cool long shirts, because I get the long, I'm tall. So I get like the longer shirts, and those are still pretty cheap. Like I'm paying like maybe $11 a shirt, which I feel that's cheap.
What?
Jeans, like men's jeans are still like $20 to $30.
The cheapest thing that I got was a t-shirt for $17.99 from H&M. Everything else that I paid for, because I think I bought like 6 items, everything else I paid for was at least $25 to $35 an item.
Damn.
Yeah. H&M has gone up, because I remember when H&M was like $5.99 a shirt.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like girl clothes is like actually pretty cheap compared to some guys' clothes.
No, guys' clothes are pretty expensive. So I just bought my boyfriend a whole new wardrobe, and I spent mad money on that. Like, I bought a pair of sweatpants, regular black sweatpants, and those sweatpants were almost $40.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Where'd you get them at?
AOSIS.
Oh, I know what the hell
that is. ASOS. It's like in the UK.
Never heard of it.
Oh,
I've been living at Target.
I live at Target too.
Like, I get a lot of my clothes at Target, honestly, right now, and it's just they've had like the perfect stuff. They go with the seasons. They know what's hot. And like it's perfect. Like everything I've been getting has been like perfect prime timing. I've been finding it on clearance, like just like random markdowns, and I've just been like lucking out.
You know, it's crazy. Huh. Somebody said to me, because I was talking about, oh, I have to go grocery shopping, and I grocery shop at Target. I go to the Super Target. And the lady said to me, Target, you must be rich. I take my broke ass over to Walmart. And I was like, Walmart? I was like, people were really shopping at Walmart. She was like, yeah. And I was like, yeah, I guess Walmart does have some deals, but there's literally no way I could shop at Walmart. I'd have to shop online.
For you people to know, Target does price match with Walmart. If you take your receipts and you bring the ads, you can go to customer service and they'll refund you the rest.
Oh shit. No way.
Just so you know, yes.
I did not know that.
They do price match at Target.
Well, I mean, I feel like Walmart is important because they do have some things that Target doesn't have.
Yeah, but like I avoid Wally World at my, like,
well, I will order...
I avoid Walmart at all costs. I will drive out of the way to...
You don't get delivery? I'll get delivery from Walmart sometimes, but it's normally electronics.
I really don't go to Walmart for anything.
I don't go really.
I've worked in a restaurant the last like 6 years. I have not bought groceries in a long time unless I want to cook something specifically.
Yeah.
And then I spend like $80 just to get the groceries to make one meal. And it's like, what the hell am I doing?
I'll eat
really good for like 2-3 days and then just be like, oh man.
I could have just went to Chipotle. No, because I like to do that because then I have food for like the next few days. But I will only shop if there's a recipe that I'm making.
Yeah, like that's the only set. Like, I'm only buying groceries if I want to make one set meal.
Yeah, I don't buy full on groceries anymore.
No, and I honestly save a lot more money not buying groceries. It's weird.
I mean, they go to waste.
Yeah, they go to waste. I work in a restaurant, so it's like I never have to cook at home. If I were a stay home mom, like I'd buy groceries and just
cook
at home.
They're stay home dads now.
I would love to be a stay home dad.
Stay home moms aren't really. I guess they're kind of a thing still. I don't know. I know it's mainly stay home dads.
I don't know how they could afford that in this market. Like, I mean, I couldn't even feel like, it's weird. It's so expensive nowadays. Everything's so pricey.
Yeah, everything is pretty pricey. But
like, I feel like with what I'm making, I couldn't support a family still.
I would not want to. I feel like I could. I just wouldn't want to.
Yeah, like it's.
I want to have money to where I'm not afraid to spend. Or even think about it. I don't want to look at something and go, oh, that's expensive. Like, I don't want to do that if I have a family.
I love having the freedom to just swipe my card on anything I want. No hesitation.
I mean, I feel like we both have that. At the same time, imagine if you had a family.
Yeah, and then I have to reconsider it. And that's why I'm like, thank God, I don't have to think about that.
Yeah, like, it's like you, your significant other, and like 3 kids.
That's scary.
Like, our lives would be completely different if we had children. The way we spend money would be completely different. And imagine how much more expensive everything else would be.
Everything would look way more expensive.
Yeah.
And that's, oh man, that's scary thinking about it.
Yeah, because then you have to think about saving up for college funds. And college right now is ridiculously expensive.
Yeah, I mean, though, I think the way the climate's going, college will be free in another 2 years. I think all universities will be free. They're going to swipe. They're going to wipe at least $20,000 of student loans off everybody. They at least got federal loans, I feel.
All my student loans are gone.
Yeah.
Well, they're closed.
Yeah, someone, yours just randomly got closed though.
Yeah, mine randomly got
closed. Yours randomly got closed. That's lit. Like,
yeah. I don't even know how that happened.
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah.
Like, I remember you telling me, you were like, oh, yeah, mine just disappeared. I mean, I don't have
any student. Yeah, my credit went up. I was like, yeah.
Yeah, I don't have any student loans, so I'm chilling. But
what?
Like, yeah.
How did you go, like, how did you pay for school then?
I was poor.
What does that mean?
I got, like, max financial aid.
Oh, my. Remember when I got my financial aid check and
you were mad as hell.
It was only, what was it? It was $500, and then the other $500 was for the next semester.
Yeah, and you were, like, super mad because I got, like, literally, like, $5,000, and you were like, it was like $5,500, I think it was, and you were like, what the hell is that? And I was like, I'm broke, bitch, the fuck? I was like, I'm so broke. Pissed. I'm broke. Because, we poor.
Yeah, I mean, props to my mom, though, because she was paying out of pocket, so.
Yeah, your mom was getting it, so, like.
Yeah.
And she's a veteran, like, she would really be getting it, so.
Like, I remember when I got the veteran check. For going to school, what was it, like a little over 4,000, and I remember I bought a laptop, which is this laptop, and then I remember I just put the rest in savings, and I literally saved that check. I was only using like a little bit, and I used it over the course of 3 years. Do you remember that? I was like, and you were like, you got it, and I just be like, what, where? I wouldn't spend it at all.
I'd be stuck paying for everything.
You're still stuck paying.
Yeah,
for everything.
I know. I paid for the wine today, and
I offered.
Yeah, I know, but I'd like to pay for everything. I'm weird.
Why?
I've been like that.
Really?
I've always been like that. Hmm. Ever since I started making money, just really think about it. I always try to pay for everything.
I feel like
everything.
You've been like that like our whole lives, though.
Yeah, our whole lives when I started making money. Yeah.
You're very macho.
I would say macho. I'd be like, oh, I just got it.
Nah, like,
I just
pretty
like to
macho.
Take care of it. I don't think I'm a macho guy.
I think the things that you do are pretty, like, I guess, macho. But your personality is, like, nice. And, like, you're not really nice, honestly. You're kind of, like, sensitive, I guess.
I'm an asshole.
You're, like, a funny asshole.
Yeah, I have a lot of different personalities.
Yeah,
so.
You're chill.
Yeah, I'm very, you know, multi-diverse with my personalities.
Yeah. I feel like I have, like, two personalities. I'm either extremely nice or I'm extremely mean.
You said that nicely for being a fucking bitch, but...
Oh, thanks. You know what's crazy? Somebody told me that I'm the nicest person that they ever met.
That is whack.
And I was like, wow, I'm really turning over a new leaf. But I think it's just because I bought a bunch of clothes, so I was feeling myself. So, who knows?
Oh, my God.
Dude, I told you, I've been buying clothes like nobody's business.
I need to go buy clothes. I need you to go with me so you can dress me again.
I haven't been a stylist in years.
I know, but still, you know how to dress me. Like, if I try to dress myself, like, I do all right. But then, like, you're like, sometimes you'll come and be like, oh, actually, I like that. Good job. And there's times you come over, you're like, what the fuck are you wearing? And I'd be like, this is cool. You'd be like, 20 years ago, maybe. And I was like, damn. And then I'd just be thinking, I was like, yeah, I was really watching like Full House or something. I got this idea. And you'd be like, what the hell?
Or I'll correct people with like the designer names. For example, people like to say Versace when it's Versace. Like, that's always funny.
Versace,
to me.
Versace, Medusa head on me like a little.
Versace. It's Italian. Man. You know, you got to respect it.
Oh my God.
Yeah, if you're going to wear it or talk about it or shit, you better say it right.
I don't even know what the hell. I would look like DJ Khaled if I wore Versace.
You know what? It's a little loud one. For me, so it's not my personal preference.
Yeah, I'm not, like, big on, like, name brand clothes.
I mean, I like
Mixing. I like mixing layers. Now I've been, like, trying to get back into layers again because it's cold up there, so.
It's weird wearing
all the jackets I used to have, and I'm just like, it's, like, hoodie and then, like, a blazer or, like, a denim jacket over, like, the hoodie. Like,
why don't you buy a peacoat?
I still have a peacoat. I have two. I have a black one and a navy blue one, but it's not that cold yet.
Where'd you get the black one from? I could have sworn
I stole it from you. No, no, no. You did steal that one, but this is a different one.
Where did you even get that? Oh, it's a different one. Okay.
That's a nice one, though.
So I'll have to be like,
I'm definitely keeping it away from you.
What do you mean? You won't even let me into your house.
You haven't been up there.
I just came from up there.
Yeah, but you came to take me to a fucking forest rave in the middle of the night, so I get home from work. I'm thinking she's kidding. She's like, hey, we're playing the, her boyfriend's playing this show in the middle of the forest.
Well, I didn't know it was going to be in the forest. I figured it'd be somewhere in the woods, but not like that.
So she texts me, like, I'm on my way. She sends me this bullshit screenshot of her, like, going up the highway. And I was like, her boyfriend sent me their location. So I was like, oh, it looks like they're out in the woods. Psych. Next thing I know, she texts me 5 minutes away. And I'm like, what? Give me a second. I have to, like, rush to get dressed. Next thing I know, I'm being drove out an hour into the forest to go to the show, which actually was pretty cool.
It was different.
I'll say it was really different.
Asked us to pay, though.
Yeah, we got there and this girl's asking me for money, and I'm like, yo, listen, this dude's playing in like 10 minutes. We gotta go.
Yeah.
And she's like, but are you gonna donate to the cause? And I was like, no, I'll give you some gift cards for a restaurant. And I gave her some, and she's like, okay, cool.
I was like forever searching for cash in my purse that I knew I didn't have.
I should have told her, I was like, I got no cash for you, girl. Like, I was dragged out here.
Like, you were kind of pissed.
I was like, the audacity, like, you, they're like, asking, marched up and you were just, he's like, literally like, they're asking, like, he's got to play. He's getting paid to play. And then they're asking us for money. His look on his face was like, are you fucking kidding me?
Actually, yeah, he looked pretty annoyed by that.
He did not like the drive out there.
Yeah.
He did not like, you know, the whole thing was weird, but it's Flagstaff. Like, people do weird shit like that.
Yeah. I just kept thinking, like, oh my god, he's from Jersey, and he's in the woods in the middle of nowhere. Like, this is crazy.
They had, like, these, like, burning, like, it looked like costumes or whatever, and I was like, damn, this is how we
there die. Was, like, nobody there. It was only the people that created the event. And it's,
yeah, they chose, like, the coldest weekend to have it.
Well,
like,
you know why nobody came, right?
Why?
Nobody came because of the distance. So yeah, no, the distance was... People bailed. Artists bailed. People who were supposed to come bailed. It was only the people who created the event.
Yeah, that was literally, like, the farthest place to get to.
Yeah.
And, like, it was, like, I was chilling, like.
Yeah, after a while, you were chilling.
I was chilling.
Yeah.
I just thought we were going to die. I mean, we're driving this little Kia.
You said you've been up there. What do you I've mean been up there. I thought we were going to die?
I mean, you never know, Bree.
What the fuck? Wasn't Flagstaff State safe?
Kind of. I mean, yeah, it is, but.
Oh, my God.
I'd like to be dramatic.
It was pretty crazy, and I brought my mom.
And, like, after driving into the. On a dirt road for 40 minutes is when they were like, oh, yeah, this is kind of a push.
Yeah, I was like, can we just turn back? I didn't even want to go anymore.
Even he was debating it. He's like, oh, man.
Yeah. You know, we had to get new tires after that.
Really?
When we got back.
I told you.
We had to switch out our tires.
I told you, you probably had to. Like, yeah. Like, your car wasn't like.
We don't have that kind of car. We have a Kia.
Yeah, I told you. I told you. Yeah, you told me to go. Too. You texted me and I said, I am not driving out there. That's a push.
Yeah.
And you didn't believe me. You're like, it's not that bad. I was like, that's like an hour into the fucking forest in my car.
I thought you were being dramatic.
No, and then like 40 minutes into the drive, you realize that I was like, I told you, this is like an hour out.
You're pretty dramatic.
That was a legit hour.
It was pretty far.
It was still kind of fun.
Getting home sucked because then I had
his last show up there was popping.
Oh, do you want to tell us about it, CJ?
I was lit.
Yeah.
Yeah, he came up.
Yeah, I saw a video of you, dude.
I was lit. Like, he goes
up
there.
You were in the audience and you had your hands up.
Yeah.
And then you started, like, moving towards the ramp.
Yeah, no, yeah. And, no, he did. He had the place bumping. DJ that came on, like, right after him, like, was booty and, like, even messed up and his whole set turned off for, like, a minute. And,
oh, that sucks.
Yeah, it sucked for him. Rel was like, ugh. Like, and people came up to, like, Rel and was like, oh, dude, that was killer. Like, that. He's like, the only dude that, like, I know will, like, talk into the mic and get people hype.
Yeah.
Like, out of all the shows, like that you've taken me to and things like that, like, he gets people hype.
Mm-hmm.
He, like, has his slot. He knows what he's doing.
You got to go to, like, the major festival ones. Like, when people talk about their Coachella experience, like, you talked about your Coachella experience with me. My Coachella experience was completely different because I was on the artist side. So I felt like I got to do so many other things that other people didn't. And it was insane. Like, I met so many people, I made so many friends, but it was thanks to my boyfriend that I got to do that.
I mean, yeah, but the thing that was cool too is, like, anytime he does these shows and he brings me, like, it's always sold out. It's always like, oh, we're at max capacity, but he always just sneaks me in the back.
He's no, like, next oh, time good. He does like a major show, you should go. It's completely different. Go. Dude, I was backstage with YG and his people. Like, what the fuck?
That's crazy.
You tried walking out of the trailer and there's bloods everywhere. That shit was wild.
That sounds like home. That sounds real.
It was pretty crazy, but like, you need to come to one of those because those are fun.
Yeah, I'll definitely swing by.
But even though, like, those shows are pretty pricey. Like, if you have to pay.
Yeah.
Because I remember we were in line. We weren't in line. We were, like, waiting to get somewhere. And there was these, like, there was this girl and these guys. And they were talking about how they paid, like, $1,000 a ticket. And I was like, oh, my God. I would not pay $1,000 for any. Well, maybe I would for the Strokes.
Oh, I'm actually seeing the Strokes next year. Adriana bought tickets.
Where?
It's in Vegas. Me and Adriana are going to see the Strokes in Vegas next year. It's like in, I think in...
Thanks for the invite.
She texted me. She's like, I'm going to buy us two tickets. I said, bet, I'll go.
When? I want to go.
She's like, they're only 104. She's like, you get the hotel, I'll get the tickets. I said, bet, because, you know, your boy get those days at the Venetian.
Yo, I want to go. Where was the invite? Can I go with you guys?
No, you're good, but...
What? Is that not even... Damn, y'all. I got uninvited. Even though I invited myself. What the hell?
I gotta keep it real.
I'll go by myself. Fuck you guys. Watch me get backstage.
I said, see you there, but psych, I lied.
I'm gonna bring my boyfriend. I'm gonna get backstage. Probably not, but no. I'll try. Just like hype it up.
It's at the new like stadium too, where they just built that new Raider stadium in Vegas.
Yo, I gotta find out who the tour manager is.
Like, that's gonna be bumping. I'd love the Strokes. That's my favorite band still.
That's my favorite band, but you copied me.
No, so. Is This It's a better album than?
Wait.
I said, is this Excuse it me? Is huh? is this it is what? The best album?
I didn't understand what you said. Room on
is
Fire
is this it that's is way better than Room on Fire.
Is the best album
no,
ever. It's not. Thank you.
No, you can think that. We could have this debate, and
This Is It was good, but it wasn't.
Is This It?
Yeah, whatever. Is This It?
That is the best album.
Whatever.
Room on Fire is good. I'm not saying it's not good.
I'm not saying, like, Is This It not good either, but, like...
What other bands have you been into right now recently?
Honestly, I haven't really been listening to anybody. Maybe, like, Jaden Smith.
Yeah.
Yeah, nobody really. I've kind of been, like...
I've been getting, like, into a lot of pop punk again. Like, that, like, emo punk stuff.
Really?
Yeah.
I feel like the modern
stuff kind of it's actually pretty, a lot of it, like the new stuff's actually pretty good.
It's coming back.
And it's a different sound.
Yeah.
But like, there's a lot of it that's really good. And a lot of it, like, I kind of listened to back in the day, but the band's evolved so much to where it's like, wow, this is impressive.
Dang.
Like, I'm slowly building like a playlist on my Spotify and it's getting pretty big. Cause I'm just like finding a bunch of random stuff. And I'm like, this is good.
Oh my God. Hey guys, we're going to take an intermission and we'll be right back. And we're back.
That was such an awkward intro.
Why?
And we're back.
I mean, I was feeling a little awkward.
That's
so.
Okay. I know. You're just, we're both awkward at times.
I mean,
I played off a lot better, but.
I mean, I did just grab, like, hot Cheetos and still had some in my mouth.
And you're like, I'm going to use the restroom. And then you go straight to grab some hot Cheetos. I'm like...
I just had, I just needed some.
Hey, it'd be like that sometimes.
Honestly, I got, like, the best bag. Like, you know when you have hot Cheetos and they're, like, super powdered? To where, like, it's a dark red?
Yeah.
That's what I have right now.
Yeah, okay, then, you know, very... I might have to take you up on grabbing a Cheeto.
They're good. They're good. It's crazy. I don't know. So, I guess now that we're here, Craig is kind of leaving us, I guess.
It's like a... Bree's going to continue whining with wine.
Yeah.
I will not be able to do every episode since I am not going to be able to come down to Phoenix as often.
Mm-hmm.
Which is why we had a big lapse beforehand.
Yeah.
And, you know, we've gotten quite a bit of, you know... messages, you know, asking where have you been. And so Brie has a few people that she's seeing as like slots, because I'll be doing like every 2 episodes or 3 episodes.
Yeah.
Brie, but
like when you
she's
have
gonna
time.
Have yeah when I have time I'll be sneaking in, but she's gonna be still holding off a majority of the series.
Yeah. So.
And she's actually had quite a few people reach out to her, like trying to just swoop in on my spot real quick. Like, there's been, she's like, oh, actually, yeah, this person called me. I was like, I'll be there Monday, Brie. I was like, I'll be there Monday.
Well, I'm glad that you're not, like, permanently leaving. I'd be pretty upset if you're permanently leaving.
It's just a little hard with how our work schedules line up.
Yeah.
And mainly, like, the distance.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the distance wasn't an issue beforehand, but now I'm, like, over 100 miles away, so.
Yeah. I mean, at least you're not that far.
No, yeah. So I drive down here quite often for, you know, like In-N-Out and like Whataburger and work meetings, but.
Yeah. Well, but, I didn't know how to tell you, but I'm actually going to kind of change it a little bit.
No, yeah. You told me a few things. Like, yeah. You were telling me like skits and a lot of exciting stuff.
I don't know about that. Like, so it's definitely going to be video now. So you're going to be able to see us on camera as we do the podcast. And then we'll go in from there and probably honestly just like put little clips up of the show for social media. That way you guys can join in and stuff like that. And then eventually you guys will be able to write in, which will be a lot of fun.
Yeah, because we were talking like we had a lot of ideas on mm-hmm. like live streaming and doing a bunch of stuff as it came around. But it's just it literally right when we were beginning to really get it rolling is when like my work life changed.
Mm-hmm.
I got an opportunity to, you know, move up the reins and, you know,
but
go be an owner.
But you're doing so well and I'm so proud of you.
It's actually going really well right now. So, you know, it's kind of weird because I set like this like kind of long-term career goal that I wanted to happen in my 30s. And I made it happen before I'm even near close to 30. So it's like.
Look at you fucking bragging. Okay.
So I accomplished this goal was like 35. I want to be here. Psych 27, I'm yeah. here. Made it in a lot faster time than I thought I ever would be. So
yeah,
it kind of happened really fast. So now I'm also like at a point where like I don't know really what to shoot for next. Like,
I mean,
like
I,
you yeah. set like a long term goal, thinking like, all right, this is the end goal, and that end goal you finish before your short term goal. So it's like I had a lot of short term goals in between. I was like, all right, this, and this kind of just skipped all of that. And now I feel like the first thing on my short-term goal list will be, like, the last thing on my list. But, like, it's weird because now I'm just like, so what's next?
Yeah.
Like, I'm very competitive.
You are very
A lot of people know that. I'm very competitive. I'm very confident. They call me cocky. Like, they say I'm an asshole and I'm...
Yeah.
I'm just very competitive.
I mean, I'm pretty competitive, too. I've noticed, like, with myself... If I'm not the best, I don't want to do it.
Yeah. And, I mean,
But I'm going to make myself the best.
Yeah, and it's just like, I tell myself, regardless, hey, I could do anything, it'd be something I just started doing, mm-hmm. I'm going to be the best at it.
Yeah, I always feel that way, like, I already know I'm going to be the best in anything that I do.
So, yeah, so it's like, that's something we've always, you know, and this goes back to being an Aries thing, but
I honestly think that it is.
I know, I've always been.
But you know what, though? I've met some Aries that have, like, no...
Drive or ambition. Yeah, I've met those ones, too. But...
It's very strange, and I'm just like, yo, what's wrong with you?
They're just later
like,
in the birth chart, that's why.
No, these are some people that are, like, a couple days off, you know, like, and it's quite a few people that I've met, so it's like... They don't want to work for the things that they want. Like, I feel like with me, I want to work towards it. I'm going to work towards it. I'm going to achieve the goal. But then I get bored and then I don't want to do it anymore.
I could see that.
Like, I'm always like that. Like, I'll get so far ahead to where I'm almost there. And then I'll just be like, I'm not really into this anymore. And then I have to change everything. And it's very frustrating with our sign, in my opinion.
I can see that.
Yeah, but I am super competitive. Like,
yeah, I am a very competitive person, and that is a big drive for me. So when I set a goal, I will do whatever it takes to achieve it in a most fast, efficient, and sometimes, like, not even, you know, the best way, but I'll choose the harder way to get through it faster.
Do you watch people and, like, analyze them? Yeah. Like, the people who are the best, like, see, like, what they're doing and stuff? I do that.
Oh, I do, too. And it's all about, like, it's mindset.
Yeah.
Like, it's very Killer Instinct, very Mamba mentality, RIP Kobe. I'm just, it's very just, yeah, like,
dang.
You put in the work, like, it.
Kobe.
Like, I'm not even a huge Kobe fan, but still, that, like, Killer Instinct.
You know, it's been over a year.
I didn't even realize that.
Yeah. It's been over a year. I don't want to talk about Kobe. I'm sorry, guys.
LBJ's the GOAT, so.
But yeah, no, like, I don't know. Like, I feel like right now, like, life for me isn't what I want. It's just, there has to be something else more, you know? Like, I'm just really bored. I'm really bored with life right now. Which isn't a good thing for me, because I'm extremely impulsive.
Yeah, no, same. Like, I'm very impulsive. So, like, my things have been good for me, too, recently. I feel like now I'm kind of more bound in one place. So it's not like I kind of have to be there.
But I think why you're lucky is that you've had a shift. You've had some sort of change. And I think with me, I haven't had any change.
Yeah, my life changes, like, every 2-3 years, there's always a big shift. Something happens where everything shifts differently. Like, every 2-3 years of my life, something happens, which is awesome. And, you know, it's all about how you take it. And, you know, some people would be like, oh, that sucks. I was like, no, actually, it was very exciting for me.
Yeah, I feel like you can feel it in the air, and it just feels good. It's like it consumes you.
Yeah, no, that's exactly what it's been like, too. It's weird. It's a weird, you know, feeling, and weird. It's weird to go through it.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, for some people, like, they don't handle that kind of stress well. I kind of thrive in it. Like,
me too.
When I get put up against stressful situations where it's sink or swim, I will try to make myself sink a little bit to see how fast I can swim out of it. Just, you know, it's weird. I like to dig my holes and
I like
try
to
climb it out of it. Like,
problem solve. Like, if you got a problem and you solve it, oh my God, why is that the happiest time?
Yeah.
It's like, oh my God, I figured it out. It's done.
Yeah.
And then it's like, once it's done, you're like, ah,
what
shit.
What next?
Yeah. What next? What's the next move? And then you got to figure it out.
Yeah, because I'm not a very complacent person. Like, there's some parts of my life I've been complacent, and that's when I feel the most not me. And now I just feel like I need to be that thriving person.
Mm-hmm.
Not just thriving, but that, like, striving for certain things. Like, I need that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the idea, like, we've talked about before, like, of like, not just, like, not chasing money, but chasing, like, a set dream.
Yeah. Like, I'm like not
chasing lifestyles, basically, in a sense. Or
I feel like that's what I'm doing right now. Like, I'm not interested in the regular, like, regular working. Like, I'm not really interested in money right now. I really just want to be happy with what I'm doing and what I'm putting out into the world. Like, not only for others, but for myself, too. But I don't know how I've gotten to this point in my life, but I just feel like I need to do more and be harder on myself and change the dynamic, because right now it's not cutting it. Like, I feel too comfortable and I don't like how that feels.
Yeah, that's definitely a weird feeling.
Yeah.
And I've been there. I feel that.
It's just, I
remember, the sense of, like, comfort and like just the normalcy of living that kind of life.
Mm-hmm. I think you spoke about this, like, when we first started.
Yeah, when we first started, I did talk about it. And it's not, like, it's something I try to, like, live for other people that, like, I've been in living situations with. And that's not me. And I try to make it work. And I try to do those things. But that is just not me.
See,
I'm chasing too many, like, our life is so short. I'm chasing memories. Mm-hmm. I am chasing, you know, not just, like, dreams, but, like, what I perceive for myself long-term is very, very high.
Yeah.
And when you start achieving those long-term goals faster than short-term goals, it's weird.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something we've both done our whole life.
Yeah.
Like, we see the end, we see the finish line, and we're like, who am I tripping to get there faster?
Yeah. Like, seriously.
We make it happen. Who am I tripping to get there faster?
I will trip your ass, too.
I will trip you right before the finish line.
And I'll laugh.
I will kick you while you're down, just as I expect you to kick me.
Yeah, like, you can't play fair. You know, like,
you know, so, you know, I'm always be the villain kind of guy, so.
I'm definitely a villain.
Yeah, I am always the villain.
Yeah.
And I'd rather be the villain.
I feel like we're the villains you don't expect, though.
Yeah.
But
it's that plot twist. It's that M. Night Shyamalan. It's that hot psych.
Yeah.
You thought.
But I think our attention to detail and our willingness to always keep learning is what makes us different, you know? I almost said better, but I didn't want to say that.
I would have said it, but I would have said it, but you know.
But it is, it definitely makes us different, you know. I think we've seen each other through so many different
phases.
Yes, of life.
Yeah, I had actually a Snapchat memory from like I think it was like 8 years ago, and it was us. No, it was not, 8 years ago. It was us at ASU in the Union.
What?
Yeah, that was open mic, and I made you sing the open mic in the Union Plaza.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was like 8 years ago, and it was like me, you, and then Adriana was with us, I think. And I have a coffee. It's like 10 o'clock at night. We're in Union. There's people doing open mic, and we make Brie go up.
Were you wearing a suit?
I was wearing a blazer. Hell yeah, I was wearing a blazer.
Was it the tan blazer?
It wasn't the tan blazer. It was the blue one. Oh, okay. Which I still wear that blue blazer, but I put a hoodie under it.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so it looks tight. I have my maroon, my burgundy blazer. Yeah. That one's clean. Oh, but no, God. Yeah, it was weird. 8 years ago.
Yeah.
We're at ASU. Bree's doing open mic. And it was crazy.
Yeah.
I saw that, like, it was yesterday morning, and I was like, what the hell?
You know, it was crazy, though. Like, when I wanted to be a singer, it wasn't as fulfilling as I thought it was going to be. And then when I started acting, I was like, fuck this. I don't want to sing. And then when I started going on auditions, it was, we want you to sing. And I'd be like, fuck.
I remember when you were like, tell me all that while you're going through it. And I was like, Brie, that ain't it.
Maybe
like,
I would get so depressed.
You get so depressed. And I tell you, and I remember like Brie actually did, was America's Got Talent?
No, it was X Factor.
Brie did X Factor. And she got shit on bad. And she got like. God. She was like depressed for like a month. It was hilarious.
It was actually 2 years.
Yeah, she was depressed for a hot minute. And like, there was this one point in time I was like living with her and like, we're flipping through TV because we're just chilling. And X Factor's on. I was like, oh, Brie, is this you? She's like, turn that off right now.
Oh my God.
Like, I was like, what do you mean? She's like, I'm fucking serious. Like, she flipped a switch. Like, she looked like she had that like war PTSD.
You
like
know
that.
What? That was the worst experience of my entire life.
Yeah, because you were like sick when you went too, like, weren't you?
No. I had driven all the way to South Carolina. I had made it through the first two phases. And then they made fun of me because I was going by like Connie at the time. And they made fun of me for that. And then they also made fun of my voice. They made fun of my look, everything. And I was so devastated because I had dragged my mom out there, all of our belongings, everything. And I had failed in my eyes. And yeah. I was so devastated. But when I started, like, Craig was trying to get me to do open mics and stuff. And then I was doing them. But I was feeling like this just wasn't for me. But when I started acting, I literally felt like I was in my fucking moment.
Like, yeah, and then every you did time like I act. You did like the little things at the Gamage at ASU. And you were part of a club. And
yeah.
You were actually doing quite a bit of stuff. You were like in commercials and shit.
Yeah, I did a Doritos commercial.
Yeah, you did like a bunch of stuff. Yeah. And I was like, oh, this is, I was like, Brie, like you should keep pushing. And then you were like, well, I kind of want to get into it. And I was like, oh my God.
That's so mean.
I was like, right when you were starting to really like start getting there, you just flip your own switch.
No, I moved to LA, remember?
Yeah, moved to LA. Like, yeah. I remember we went to Santa Monica. We like, mm-hmm. And then you were out there for a few years and you really start getting it going. And then you just changed what you wanted to do.
Honestly, it wasn't even that. It was, in my head, I was like, oh, I'm going to do this job to pay for my way to act. And I feel like I've been doing that for so long to now I'm at the point where I'm like,
you ended up getting a job where you're making good money and you're like,
I'm like,
and now you're like, oh shit, like, this is kind of comfy.
Yeah, because the whole point was to save money so I could have money to pay for like bills while I do my acting. That was the whole point. And now I'm just like, I feel like I've strayed, but basically I'm going back into acting because this isn't it. I feel so like lonely without it. Like, I'm not who I'm supposed to be.
Yeah.
Luckily, with acting, you can be any age, so thank God.
Yeah. I could see you playing like those, like OG, like haunted witch, like bitch. Like,
honestly, I kind of want to do rom coms.
Oh, that'd be tight.
And stuff. That's why I've been working out. Because I'm going back. But like, every time I've done something, the end game was for acting. but I feel like I got too caught up in being an adult and feeling like I had to pay for things to where I just kind of...
Well, it's because you started making more money and you started buying nicer things. And that's like, that's the story of my life.
Yeah. I was
like, you just, you start making more money.
I still make a lot of money.
You start buying things you've always wanted and like you start just living better lifestyles and you start treating yourself more. It's weird.
Like, I should not have bought all those clothes. But you know what's crazy, though, is, like, I know, like, we're talking about everything in this episode, but, like, going back to the pricing of stuff. So, for my – so, I live in a pretty large studio apartment. It's almost 700 square feet.
No, this is a very nice apartment, and I do like it. Like,
yeah, it's cozy.
If I could have found something like this up north for this price, like, I would be so happy with myself. But like
this I've actually seen them with this layout in other places, but get this, they don't have the same square footage. The square footage is like 500 square feet versus ours is almost 694 square feet.
Like when you first moved here and you showed me this, like you were bitching about like how it looked. And then I walk in, I was like, this is so cool.
That's how
this is like the coolest like little place. Like I would love to have a place like this.
You know, you would think, like, having, like, a significant other and living in this space, you drive each other crazy. But it's been the opposite.
No, I feel like this is even better. Like, I feel like sometimes there's also too much space.
Yeah.
Like, you can't, like, if you have, like a house or you have, like, a big, big apartment, then there's, like, you could run away from them easily.
Yeah.
Here, like, it's the perfect amount.
Mm-hmm. But and, I like my apartment.
And, like, this doesn't even feel like a studio. It feels like a one-bedroom.
Honestly,
but it's like very open, like the massive wall. I mean, like this is a really nice place.
The one bedroom looks just like this.
Yeah,
it's just there's a door.
Yeah, I feel like it, without the door makes it look better.
Yeah,
it makes it look so much more open.
Yeah, because like we're friends with a lot of people in our apartment building, and we went to go see one of the one bedrooms, and it just doesn't look as appealing as the studio. The studio looks way better. But anyway, as I was saying. So for this studio, I don't pay like that much. Like our base is like $11.99, and then fees you can rack on like $200, $250 sometimes for fees.
Oh, I wish.
And that's not including our utilities. That's like apartment fees, like your parking fees, your amenity fees, like just a bunch of crap. And basically, I looked online. Because I was being nosy, you know, I work in the industry. I was like, oh, I wonder how much my apartment would be like right now. Someone rented. This apartment's going for $1,625.
That's a fucking... I mean, that's still cheaper than
anything for I found this up space, there.
For this space, I'd pay this in flag.
You would pay $1,625.
Yeah, I mean, there's everything
as
still
the
more,
base.
Yeah, up there, everything's still
your
more
fees
expensive.
Will be an additional $200 to
$250. So right now in flag, the other place that I looked at besides where I'm staying right now was $2,100 for like a two-bedroom apartment that looked like it was from the 80s. It straight up had like 80s amenities. It had like ugly, weird green countertops that look like when you're out of school in the fucking science room, like weird countertop. Like it looked like it was from the 80s.
Oh my God, I just had the worst cough.
It was $2,100 for that. And so like I'm paying $2,500 plus like for my two bedroom little home.
Yeah,
that
I think
is
it's
very
cute.
Modern. Yeah, it's super nice. It's way better. Given I'm paying more, like, I'm paying, it's quite a bit to pay for just one person, but, like, it's worth it, in my opinion.
Well, honestly, like, we decided we're not going to renew just because, like, if you follow me on Instagram, like, you would see it's been absolutely chaos.
I don't know how this place has the audacity to charge you that when. Literally half your like covered parking's covered in dirt.
Yeah.
Heavy. I mean like a good
we had a
5 inches of dirt.
Yeah,
there
we had
was
like
a flood.
Pipe. Yeah, pipe bursted and we had a major flood. Our elevator's down. We had another flood within the building because there was a fire, so the sprinklers went off, messed up like part of the third floor. Like it's been pretty crazy. So I'm definitely not renewing.
No, this place, like, it was a very, very nice place 6 months ago.
I don't know what
ago.
Happened.
And I came here today, and I was like, what is going on
You
here?
Were like, I'm in the ghetto.
I'm in the ghetto.
Ra-ta-ta-ta. The guy from TikTok.
And she was like, I know, it really... I was like, at least your grass is still green. She's like, that's fake grass. They took out the real grass. And I was like, what?
It's so true.
I mean, yeah, it's like my place in Scottsdale. They pumped up that place too. I mean, that apartment honestly, in Scottsdale is now the same price as that place in Flagstaff. It's actually $150 more than that place in Flagstaff.
Yeah,
I would my place in Flagstaff's a lot nicer though for them.
Yeah,
than that place I had in Scottsdale.
Well, to be honest with you, for our next place, we're looking at like to buy, like to pay. We're looking at anywhere a little, probably close to $2,000 or a little over $2,000.
That's not bad.
Yeah, but we're talking like a one bedroom is what we're thinking of. Yeah, because we want to move to Atlanta.
Yeah, you guys got good taste though.
You're gonna make that expensive.
Yeah, it is like
we can afford it, but it's just like that's freaking crazy that we even have to pay that amount.
Yeah, life is crazy right now. It's weird.
Yeah,
like
it's expensive. I can't believe it. Like it's. It's like you start making good money and it's like, oh yeah, I'm gonna have so much in my bank account, la la la. And then bills are a lot higher now and you're just like, wait a second, hold up. I'm supposed to have more leftover money. I'm supposed to be able to fly to France if I want to on a whim to get some coffee, like, or some shoes. Like,
get the fuck out of here.
So that's how it's supposed to be. And I'm not feeling that way anymore. I'm kind of scared for my lease to end now because of how expensive it is everywhere else.
Yeah, I mean, kind of. All goes to where it's just moved back to Texas.
Texas is expensive. Well, yeah,
not. I mean, if anything outside of Austin, Austin's the only expensive place.
No, Dallas is expensive.
I was looking at Dallas prices the other day because I was just curious.
So the apartments that we live in are going for almost $3,000.
What were you looking at, Dallas? Because I was looking at, like, I was looking at the sub-cities of Dallas, not actually Dallas, Dallas.
I was looking at downtown.
No, I would not want to live downtown Dallas. Downtown Dallas is ghetto, but,
I like the luxury and the ghetto all at the same time.
Yeah, no, not downtown Dallas. That's not it. I was looking, like, at the sub-cities of Dallas where my sister used to live, too, and stuff, and it is so cheap. And so nice. I will send you some videos, and it's ridiculous.
Send it to me. I might move.
That and, like, San Antonio and, like, a few places out in Texas, like, are super cheap compared to what we pay out here.
Honestly, I'd be so
the minimum wage is still $7 out there.
Yeah.
Versus the $15 I pay in Flagstaff to my employees.
What is the minimum wage for Phoenix?
It's 12, 15.
Jeez, that is not enough.
12-15 in Phoenix with the prices of California right now, it's kind of harsh.
Oh gosh, that is crazy.
Yeah, but life has been really crazy for both of us recently. So
yeah, I'm ready for a change. You're going through your change.
I'm going through my change. It's been an interesting last. Yeah, few you're
getting
months.
Lit.
I've been on this. I call it two-turn train, and
oh gosh,
it's been wild. It's been fun though.
I need fun. I feel like I'm not getting any fun.
This last year's probably been one of the funniest years in my last few lives.
This whole year has been a blur for me. I feel like I'm reliving the same day over and over and over again.
No, I've been doing so much random stuff. I've had a lot of fun this year. Even though I've worked probably the most I've ever worked in my life this year, the time I have free has been very well used.
Mine has not.
Sucks to suck.
All right, guys, we're about to end this episode. Craig, do you want anyone to say anything?
Be excited for the new guest or new host or whatever you're replacing me with. I'm not going to get much into that.
Are you salty?
Nah. I'm Ritz. I'm not a salty.
Okay. All right, guys, thank you so much for joining us.
And I highly recommend this Coppola collection, the purple label. I highly recommend it.
Yeah.
This is really good.
Yeah.
I've been chugging mine. Yeah. I mean, I feel it.
I also feel like I've been shouting this entire time.
This has been one of the better wines
we've
had.
Pretty good. Did you just rip off some of the, like, labeling on the cup?
I ripped off half of it.
Well, you know what? You can rip off the rest because I'm going to put a new one on
it. It just says, I'm fuck.
I will rip it off myself. All right, guys. I also want to say I do have a clothing line called Eggshell Shop. We are rebranding and putting up new products in the upcoming weeks, so definitely keep an eye out. Thank you so much for joining us, and catch us next week. Anything you want to say?
Whoever the new host is, I wish you luck. Bree's annoying.
Oh my God!
Love you guys. Bye.